The bill signed by Governor Walker on Friday only allows doctors who have admitting privileges at hospitals within 30 miles to perform abortions and requires women seeking abortions to get an ultrasound first. The law was scheduled to go into effect Monday, but Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin and Affiliated Medical Services filed a lawsuit arguing the law was unconstitutional because it restricts a woman's ability to get a legal abortion and treats doctors who perform them differently than others. Federal Judge William Conley issued a 10-day injunction blocking the law, saying that the state is unlikely to meet the burden of proving admitting privileges are needed to protect women's safety. During a visit to Farm Technology Days in Barron, Governor Walker was quiet on the issue, but did say the law is in line with what Wisconsinites want.
I thought it was a reasonable passage, and if people want it to be illegal but safe and rare, those provisions, I think, tie right into that.
Walker says he's not worried about the delay in implementing the law and expects it to be upheld.
Now, I've had 2.5 years worth of lawsuits and judges taking actions. In the end, you see the track record has been the laws I've signed into effect ultimately go into effect, and I imagine the same would be true here.
Another hearing on the constitutionality of the law is scheduled for July 17th. Judge Conley has already said that even if the state can meet the burden of proof that admitting privileges are necessary, the plaintiffs are likely to succeed in proving the law sets up an unreasonable obstruction to women seeking abortions. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.